Hello, and welcome to season two of the podcast, Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared. I'm your host, Leonqua Chivette, author of the didactic novel, We Made Plans, which is available online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart.com, and your local bookstores. I'm also a trained paralegal and corporate trainer. And I hope that you and your families are good, healthy, and doing well during this pandemic. Thankfully, mine have remained healthy and well. It's been a great adventure type roller coaster ride year. But but despite that, I thank you guys so much for joining me for season two of my podcast. We have exciting guests and topics in store for you. So please continue to tune in and share with your family and friends. The information that we'll provide from season one to season two is relevant and something that you'll definitely want to share. So again, thank you so much for joining me again and tuning in to Sounding the Alarm. Be safe, be vigilant, be prepared. We're going to get started with our guest speaker today, who is Ronald Scipio Jr. He is a firearms instructor and a father of two children. Ronald is also a two-time author. His first book is entitled The EDC Guy Academy Presents, A Quick Guide to Everyday Carry for Self-Defense. The second book is a children's firearm safety book called Erica's Big Day. Ronald's motivation for learning about firearms in the first place was his children. When he became a father, home invasions were prevalent in his area, and he felt compelled to protect his family. As Ronald says it, learning to shoot was love at first shot, and he never looked back. Again, he went so far as to become an instructor and has trained with some of the best industry leaders. He values and respects the training and states his career goal is to continue to help change the face of firearms ownership and training to be inclusive for all. So Ronald Scipio Jr., thank you for agreeing to speak to me and my listeners. How are you today?
I'm doing excellent, and thank you for having me on your platform. I'm very excited to be here today.
Good. Thank you so much for participating. I appreciate it. So although you have two books, we probably need to bring you back to discuss the other one. Our topic for today is going to be your children's book, which is called Erica's Big Day. But before we actually get into that, let's get this extra little information about yourself, which I do with all my podcast guests. And that is to include something that wasn't necessarily read in your bio, maybe a fun fact about yourself.
Fun fact, I love action movies and, spy movies. I've always, as a little kid, just like gravitated towards things like that. So maybe that's one of the reasons why I took the firearms, but that's a fun fact. Like, I love spy movies.
Yeah, that's good and interesting because I do too. I love spy movies. My father probably got me hooked on a bunch of different things when I was younger, starting out with Mission Impossible, stuff like that. That's the kind of path that I think I was put on thanks to him. I don't know if that was necessarily a spy, but that type of stuff definitely interested me at an early age. So that's good to know. Thank you so much. You're known as the EDC guy. What exactly is that?
Well, EDC stands for Everyday Carry. Everyday carry is definitely a concept, and it's multifaceted. So, depending on who you are and your lifestyle, you'll carry certain things on you daily. But the things that never change in that is your firearm, a possible flashlight for extra lighting just in case it goes dark, an extra magazine just in case you may need that extra ammunition to, you know, fight your way to a safer position. But definitely, it's something that you would have on you to make sure you make it home safe. So if you're a nurse, you're probably going to have some medical equipment on you going to work and things of that nature. But at the same time, the most important things when you interact with your daily environment would be your firearm, your concealed carry, your flashlight, and also a possible blade, you know, as a backup.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for sharing that, because when I first got involved with different forums, I had no idea what EDC stood for. And so I saw it so many times, and then finally someone explained it, and I was like, oh, I mean, I was kind of upset with myself that I didn't get it by context right. clue, but thank you for sharing that with us, because I'm sure some people have encountered, you know, just the letters and had no idea. So thank you. Now, your social media pages, they give a brief but an extremely valuable lesson on transitional spaces and blind spots with regard to everyday carry. And I came across that on I think, your Instagram page. And I was like, oh, wow, this is really good. So can you briefly discuss that with our listeners?
Okay, absolutely. So transitional spaces are points between going to another point. So as an example, you pull up to your driveway and you're going to enter your home. So that distance mm-hmm. between your car and your driveway to your front door into your house, that's a transitional space. So you're transitioning from one area to another. Mm-hmm. And this is where we're most vulnerable. You know, they do have home invasions and things of that nature, but on a daily basis, traveling from work to home, or from the parking lot into the supermarket, or leaving the bank to your car, mm-hmm. these transitional right. spaces, these are where ambushes can happen, and just bad things in general could happen. So mm-hmm. we need to be very, very vigilant, 360 degrees of situational awareness, because this is where the predators do their most of their work. They try to mm-hmm. see who's not paying attention. You could have right. had a dog of a day exiting your vehicle, walking into your house, just beaten down by, you know, the activities of the day, and your head is down and you're not paying attention to your surroundings. And then that's when they jump out of the bushes. If you have bushes around your house and it's nighttime, mm-hmm. They'll choose those areas, like, you know, dark, shadowy areas to wait for you.
Right.
So when you're in your vehicle, before you leave your vehicle, you want to do a scan. You mm-hmm. want to look 5 yards, 10 yards, and even 25 yards ahead, and then bring it back to 5 yards all the way around you. When the coast is clear, then you can transition into your home. You mm-hmm. never want to walk out of your vehicle or a building blindly.
Right. Yes. That's excellent information. And I'm so glad that we are able to talk here, because I'm learning so many different things on this journey. And when I read your transitional, or rather when I watched your video for the transitional spaces, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so important for other people to hear, because I learned a long time ago that you should look, you know, before you get out the car. And I do that literally almost 99% of the time. It's rare that I don't, you know, do that scan, but for other people to hear it from a professional, it's important, you know. So our next question is, I've encountered women who are nervous about this everyday carry and whether to keep a bullet chambered or to hope that they have, you know, access to both hands to rack the slide in an emergency, especially when we're dealing with those transitional spaces. So what do you suggest with regard to that? And if you're pro bullet chambered, then how do you approach the comfortability with that?
I am definitely pro bullet in the chamber, because when you're in a situation, a life or death situation, you're already under the curve of time, right? So mm-hmm. you're trying to recover that time. You're reacting to a situation.
Right.
And in that situation, time is definitely of the essence. So you mm-hmm. want to have what's called economy of motion, and you want to also ensure that you'll be able to stop the threat when the threat is right in front of you. So mm-hmm. if you don't have one in the chamber, you cannot guarantee that you're going to have access to both hands. You can't guarantee that you're going to see the threat actually coming, where you have 15, 20 seconds to rack that slide. A lot of your, like I said, you're reacting to the threat. So a lot of the times, it just happens in the blink of an eye.
How do you get comfortable with, having a bullet in the chamber, in terms of safety and things like that? What do you recommend for us to get comfortable walking around with a bullet in the chamber?
The number one thing I could say is training. Know what your firearm is capable of. Know what it won't do. Know how it operates. So it's an inanimate object. It's just a tool. So it's not just going to jump off the table and just like start shooting everybody in its path. It takes a person to be able to pick that firearm up and manipulate that trigger. So once you understand how a firearm works, then you'll be more comfortable in carrying one in the chamber. It is still a personal choice, but industry standard, professional, or expert knowledge, you should always carry one in the chamber. It's literally like trying to put your seatbelt on right before you get into an accident.
Yeah, that's a very good analogy. That's like perfect. Okay, so one quick question before we go to the break. I've modified this question so that people don't tell on themselves in terms of age, but regardless of your age, what was your first gun?
My first firearm was a Ruger Mini 14. As you read in my bio, that's when I started to get into firearms in my adult life. And there was home invasions happening at that time. And the kind of home invasions were, you know, 6-7 people like rushing into your home and, hurting people. So I felt with the expertise of my friends who were in the military and things of that nature, and me being a beginner, the Mini 14, because of the capacity of the magazine, which it can hold 20 or 30 rounds, was fully capable of me defending my family, right, against, you know, potentially armed and violent individuals.
All right. Well, okay. Thank you so much. That round capacity, it varies from state to state. So, I think that's interesting. I know New Jersey, we changed ours, maybe at this point, a couple of years ago, but thank you so much. Let's take a break. Again, everyone, you're listening to Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared podcast with your host, Leonque Chivette, and my special guest, the EDC guy, who is the author of a children's firearm safety book, which we're going to discuss when we come back. So stay tuned.
Hey, 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 this is Coach Harvey, and I'm excited about my new podcast. It's going to air every Tuesday at 4 p.m. The title of it is called The Healthy Side of Business. In this podcast, you're going to always learn about strong disciplines to build self-care habits. You're going to learn strong disciplines to maintain strong physical habits. And then you're going to learn how to transfer those new habits into a healthy business habit. So don't miss out. Be sure to join it every Tuesday at 4 p.m. The Healthy Side of Business. Don't miss it. See you Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Stay safe and be well.
Welcome back to Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared podcast with your host, Leonque Chivette. This awesome podcast is produced by Elite Conversations Media. And if you want to connect my voice to face, please check me out on Instagram at Leonque_Chivette_author. That's LeonqueChavette, author, AUTHOR. You're listening to our amazing guest speaker, the EDC guy and author of the children's book, Erica's Big Day. So let's get right back to it. Ronald, tell us about your children's firearm safety book, Erica's Big Day.
Okay, so Erica's Big Day is about a little girl who's actually the superhero in the book. She goes around rescuing her friends from, shaky situations dealing with unattended firearms. And she wants them to make it to see their big day. So she views herself as an asset and a superhero, and her friend's guardian.
That is a wonderful concept. I actually one of my other guests referred me to you and said that you had a children's book about firearm safety. And I thought it was so important to address this topic because, a lot of families, or at least for myself, I did not have firearms in the home when my children were younger. They are adults now, and that's changed. But when they were younger, I didn't want to do it. But it again had to do with training and not really understanding. But it's always important to make sure that the kids are trained. And I think that your book, Erica's Big Day, is an awesome way to present that to adults and kids. So I was just so impressed and so pleased that I was referred to you. And I think that it's a great concept. I'm so glad you came up with it. So, but tell me what your motivation was or your inspiration to write this book.
Okay, so my inspiration actually came from a buddy of mine. After I wrote my first book, I got, of course, I was it was a huge deal for me, and it was kind of stressful. So I needed to take a little break. So he said to me, you got one for adults, but how about for kids? And her, how about like urban youth? Because, firearms are not commonplace in homes. They may be commonplace out on the streets or in other homes, but they're not commonplace. So they don't even know how to deal with that. And there's a lot of accidents that happen. So how about making a ch children's firearm safety book? And I was like, ah, man, I'll help you do it, but I don't think I can do it right now. So he kept on, and probably about, 2 weeks in of him like, really nagging me. I said, give me about a week and let me see what I could come up with. And, I was sitting there brainstorming, and my daughter came in to the room, and then like, the bells and light bulbs start going off, and Erica's Big Day was born. He's actually Kevin from Heavy Metal Lifestyle 223. He's actually on the team. We're working on so much other things too with Erica's Big Day.
That's great. I personally don't know if that genre is out there. I'm not sure for children's firearm safety books, but I think it's definitely something that is needed, and it's a good way to approach it. So I'm glad that your friend nagged you about it. So offline when we spoke, you mentioned that you have a curriculum included at the end of the book. And so without giving away everything, what does that entail?
So the curriculum came as an idea from my buddy Kevin from Heavy Metal Lifestyle 223. He stressed that we should, make sure that whatever the story is about and the moral of the story, that the children reading it would be sinking in. So he really pushed for that. And I was like, you know what? You're right. So I was like, again, give me some time. Let me think about it. And we also consulted with some educators as well to make sure that these questions would be appropriate for, multiple age groups within the age range of the book. So that entails them knowing what the rules are, because we stressed that quite a bit. It was like really redundant on purpose in the book. Also, talking about the mood of the child, reading the book. Also, the implied messages in the book, even though it's a children-friendly book, we wanted to imply certain bad things might happen. So what was implied in that story? So that's pretty much what the curriculum is based on, but it just really makes sure and reassures the educator, parent, or guardian that their child understand what they are they are reading.
Yes, excellent, excellent. And so do you plan on making Erica's Big Day an animated series?
Yes, we're currently in the works of making the series. It's going to be a six-part series for now. We're currently working on episode one. If you visited my Instagram page, you can see a snippet of the animation and the quality and the things that we're pushing for as we move forward into 2021. So it's going to have elements from the book, then it's going to have new things dealing with current events and society and things of that nature. So we're just going to gradually increase, you know, the curve of knowledge.
Basically. Yes. Excellent. Excellent. I love the concept. I'm so impressed. So congrats on that, on the book and the animated series.
Thank you.
So what do you want parents to know in order to keep their young ones safe with firearms in the home?
The number one thing I wanted people to understand in doing this, even if you don't have a firearm in the home, you can't be with your child 24/7.
Right.
So the proper thing to do is really educate them on, you know, where the rules for them as children, if they come across an unattended firearm. That's number one, education, because even us who own guns, we're human, and sometimes we might make mistakes where we might leave a firearm laying around. It might be unloaded, maybe it might be loaded, things of that nature. Something might catch our attention. But if the child knows and it's something that they're used to, then they're less curious and they'll walk by it and they'll say, "Hey, daddy, hey, mommy, you left your firearm on the coffee table."
Right.
You know,
been educated properly.
Right. The second thing is get a safe. If you are a person thinking about purchasing a firearm, one of the first things you should do is get a safe before you get that firearm. And there are amazing safes out there where, you know, there's two things that we got to deal with when we're talking about children. We're talking about accidental discharge of a firearm, and then also mental health. So dealing with the mental health issue, you want to make sure that you have an adequate safe for your firearms. And that adequate safe comes with, you know, biometric entry with your fingerprint, you know. That's going to ensure that even if you left your key around, you don't even have to deal with keys anymore, you know. It's biometric and combination. So, you know, you're going to be ultra, ultra safe in keeping your family safe and keeping firearms out of the hands of people who shouldn't be messing with firearms in the first place.
Right. Okay. This is great information, Ronald. Thank you so much. We need to take another break. So you're listening to Sounding the Alarm. Be safe, be vigilant, be prepared. Podcast with your host, Leonque Chavette, and my special guest, the EDC guy, Ronald Scipio Jr. Stay tuned, guys.
Leonque Chavette is the author of the debut novel, We Made Plans. It chronicles the lives of a group of longtime friends in the midst of living their best lives when they experience a horrific trajectory-altering event. We Made Plans is a powerful piece taken right out of today's headlines. It's riveting and real. You'll become completely immersed in the lives of these relatable characters. We Made Plans by author Leonque Chavette is available online at Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Amazon, Mahogany Books, and check your local bookstores. We Made Plans. Available now.
Welcome back to Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared podcast with me, your host, Leonque Chavette. My book, We Made Plans, is available for purchase online. You can get an ebook on Amazon, and you can get a paperback from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Walmart online. You can check out my website, which is Leonque Chavette, www.leonquechavette.com. That's where you can find all of the links to my podcast directory, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and you can make a purchase through the site as well. So you're listening to our creative guest speaker, the EDC Guy, who is the author of both the EDC Guy Academy Presents, A Quick Guide to Everyday Carry for Self-Defense, and Erica's Big Day, a children's firearm safety book. And we're going to get right back into it. Erica's Big Day is for younger kids, but Ronald, I just wanted to discuss quickly, what advice can you give to parents of older children about keeping their firearms safe from their teens?
The best advice I can give is to get a biometric capable safe, because as we know, teens can be very crafty. They watch you, you know, things of that nature. We've all been teenagers, so we know how that goes, right? So
exactly.
A biometric safe, they have a company called Voltec, and they specialize in these great safes, and I do recommend it. That's on the top of my list if I'm talking to any parent with teens, younger or older children, to actually invest in, because it has biometrics, Bluetooth or Wi-Fi capable. So if anybody touches that safe, it'll send you an alert right on your phone. You can unlock the safe from your phone if there's an issue and you're not there. And an older teen may need access to that safe. You can unlock that safe. There's so many different ways, and you have instant access in the blink of an eye. You don't have to worry yourself about trying to remember a combination, things of that nature, if there's an emergency where you have to access that safe. So to deal with just teens and craftiness, that biometric safe is the way to go.
Great. That's also very good information. And I'm sure there's competition, but, you know, we're going to take your recommendation and look into it. All right. So lastly, in the climate that we live in, this is a question that I ask all of my guests. What's the number one thing you want our listeners to know in general in order to be safe, be vigilant, and be prepared?
The number one thing I want the listeners to know is you've got to get training. Train, and that there's levels to training. And, you know, you're just crawling before you walk, because safety is an issue. We're dealing with muscle memory, and we're dealing with the concept of perfect practice makes perfect. And you're only going to rise to the level of your training at in an intense situation. So if you train, you'll know that you can and not think that you can.
Right. Excellent. Excellent. And how can our listeners get in touch with you or follow you on social media?
Great question. So they can get in contact with me via my website, www.theedcguy.com. Or if you're on any social media platform, I recommend Instagram. That's where I'm most active. It's the EDC Guy 073. You'll see my little logo there as my picture.
Great. So I am very pleased with the podcast, because children are so precious and important. And I'm glad you, again, agreed to come on and to speak about firearm safety for children. So thank you so much. Ronald Scipio Jr. I want to make sure I get your name out there, also known as the EDC guy. So thank you for sharing your expertise on firearms safety for kids. And note to self, if you will have firearms in the home, teach your children at a young age to respect firearms, the same as they're taught not to put their hand on a hot stove or combine water and electricity. We pretty much have to make sure we teach them from a young age, and it's age-appropriate instruction. And so to our listeners, please take your safety, security, and mental and physical well-being seriously as much as reasonably possible. Be that Psalms 91 believer as I am and keep the faith. And also take heed to Psalms 27, where it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? And the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" And so you walk confidently with those scriptures in mind, and you're concealed, or in this case, everyday carry, in honor of Ronald Scipio. But train diligently, as he has indicated, and as all of my guests indicate, you have to train on the use of and the safety of your firearms. So keep your firearms safe and secured, and remember to tell a friend about this podcast, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, and Blog Talk Radio. And I got through that without stumbling. So most importantly, guys, we make plans every day, and to see those plans through, we all, with regard to our personal safety, need to be safe, be vigilant, be prepared, and be blessed. Love you all, and thank you.